from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes reportedly killed 23 in Syria. A Syrian war monitor says airstrikes early Monday killed 23 people near the country's border with Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said these strikes were likely carried out by the U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State with bombs since late 2014. There was no immediate comment on the airstrikes from the coalition. The strikes came a day before U.N. envoy Stefan de Mistura was set to convene the next round of peace talks aimed at bringing an end to the conflict. The envoy said Monday he expects the negotiations to go until Friday or Saturday. U.S. support for Kurdish forces fighting Islamic State in Syria is expected to dominate the first official meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Vladica Hoc has this for VOA.
Syrian Kurds are the leading force of an alliance moving to take over Raqqa, the Islamic State stronghold in northern Syria. The United States announced last week that it will supply arms to Syrian Kurds to ensure victory over the terrorist group.
Erdogan is very insistent that the United States should not arm the Syrian Kurds, which he accuses of being in bed or allied with this Turkish-Syrian organization called the PKK.
Speaking to VOA via Skype, Henry Barkey, director of the Middle East program at the Woodrow Wilson Center, said Trump is adamant that Islamic State, or ISIS, must be defeated in Raqqa. U.S. military officials have determined that an alliance with the Syrian Kurds is the best option in the effort to reclaim Raqqa. Zlatica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
Erdogan also wants the extradition of U.S.-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom he accuses of masterminding last year's failed coup in Turkey. This is VOA News. The sound of the latest ballistic missile launch from an unspecified location in North Korea. It will be an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council on Tuesday that will address just that very test. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the discussions after Pyongyang launched a missile Sunday in an unusual high-altitude ballistic path that indicated it might be a new two-stage rocket. KCNA quoted Kim Jong-un as accusing the United States of browbeating countries that have no nukes and warning Washington not to misjudge the reality that its mainland is in the north sighting range for a strike. The worldwide ransomware cyber attacks appeared to ease Monday, although thousands of more computers, mostly in Asia, were hit as people signed in at work for the first time since the infection spread to 150 countries 3 days ago. Health officials in Britain, where surgeries and doctor's appointments in its health system had been severely impacted Friday, were still having problems on Monday. Cybersecurity experts say the unknown hackers behind the ransomware attacks used a vulnerability that came from U.S. government documents leaked online. In the United States, Tom Bossert, a Homeland Security advisor to President Donald Trump, said that cybersecurity attack is something that, for right now, we've got under control.
We need people at every level to engage in their network hygiene, which is not necessarily the nicest thing to always talk about. And we also need government action, collective action abroad and with the United States to address this type of attack.
He said computers that have not been updated should be done so immediately with a special preventive patch.
That patch is not installed in all places, as we've seen. So to those who have not patched, to those who have not updated their software, it's imperative that you do so to get through this and to continue to get through it as the inevitable morphing and variance of this attack will change over the week.
Microsoft believes the vulnerability was taken from the U.S. government's National Security Agency. Armed militias targeting Muslims in a remote Central African Republic town killed up to 30 civilians and six U.N. peacekeepers. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is outraged by the attacks, which may constitute a war crime. The United Nations has increased its appeal for aid to help South Sudanese refugees, calling for at least $1.4 billion to provide food, water, and health services. A UN statement on Monday said South Sudan has become the world's fastest-growing refugee crisis, with more than 1.8 million refugees, including 1 million children, who fled to about a half dozen other African countries. Civil war there is in its fourth year. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.